CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 17th of May, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that might be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB releases a new set of mock exam papers. Which RSGB convention workshop will you take part in? Listen to Milton Keynes Hospital Radio for an interview with the RSGB National Radio Centre Coordinator. The RSGB exams team is pleased to publish new mock exam papers for foundation and intermediate levels. There are three for each level, and you can find them on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/mock-exams. These take into account all the changes to the syllabus and exam question bank which have been made since the last sets of mock exam papers were published. The exams team will not be publishing new mock papers for the full level, as the entire full license question bank is now available online. Candidates and trainers can create their own full level mock papers using the questions at rsgb.org/exam-questions. The RSGB is running a practical and thought-provoking workshop for radio amateurs, makers and home constructors who want to understand what AI really is, what it's good at, where it can go wrong and why it matters. The session will run during the RSGB convention on both Saturday the 10th and Sunday the 11th of October. It will use plain English and real examples from personal projects and will show how large language models can act as useful thinking partners for learning, writing, coding and building. At only £15 for a two-hour session, this is an opportunity not to be missed. As well as this, the Society is running an additional workshop on Friday the 9th of October. In this six-hour workshop, you will learn how to use the Nano VNA effectively, understand its practical limitations, and apply it confidently in your shack. You will also learn to calibrate the device correctly and complete hands-on exercises using your own Nano VA. This RSGB member-only workshop costs £50 and includes lunch and refreshments. Both workshops are filled on a first-come, first-served basis and are limited to 20 people per session. Book now at rsgb.org/convention. Listen out for RSGB National Radio Centre Coordinator Martin Baker, G0GMB, at Milton Keynes Hospital Radio tomorrow, Monday the 18th of May. Martin met presenter Sophie at the Hospital Broadcasting Association's annual conference in March, when NRC volunteers spoke with attendees about amateur radio. During the interview, you'll hear Martin talking about a range of topics, from why amateur radio can be an exciting and rewarding hobby, to his work at the centre and the role of the RSGB. He will also explain how amateur radio can contribute to mental well-being and prevent social isolation. You can listen to the broadcast from 1 p.m. by going to Mike Kilo Hotel Romeo Sierra .org.uk and selecting Click to Listen in the top right-hand corner. Today, Sunday the 17th of May, is the last day of Mental Health Awareness Week and this year's campaign looks at taking action to support good mental health. The RSGB highlights some of the small actions that radio amateurs can do that can have a big impact. This includes showing kindness to one another, listening to each other, and taking a few extra minutes to engage in conversation. Over 4 days in May and June, Humber Fortress DX Amateur Radio Club is playing its part in raising awareness for men's mental health. Club members will be operating special call sign Golf Bravo Zero Mike Mike Hotel, and they are inviting radio amateurs to make contact. As the club says, let's break the silence one transmission at a time. Find out more on QRZ.com and support this great initiative. If you've a story you'd like to share that relates to amateur radio and mental health, please email Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk. And now for details of rallies and events. Today, Sunday the 17th, Dunstable Downs Radio Rally is taking place at Stockwood Park in Luton. Durham and District Amateur Radio Society Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 24th of May at Bowburn Community Centre, Bowburn, or perhaps it's Bowburn, County Durham, DH65AT. The doors will be open from 10:10 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. with disabled visitors gaining access at 10 a.m. The entry fee is £3. There will be a bring and buy sale, trade stands, special interest groups and an RSGB bookstall. Catering will be available on site. For more information, contact Michael Wright, G7TWX on 07826 924 192, or email Delta Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Sierra at golfmikexray.com. Now the special event news. The Cornish Radio Amateur Club is active from Pendennis Point in Cornwall until the end of May with special event call sign Golf Bravo 1 Sierra Oscar Sierra in support of SOS Radio Month. Look out for activity each Sunday on the 40 and 20 meter bands using SSB. Special event station SV100 CVO is active to mark the 100th anniversary of the birth of Ludomir Morska, or something like that, SV1 CVO. Morska was an outstanding Polish geologist, sailor, and amateur radio operator. His legendary vessel, Maria, was the first Polish yacht to circumnavigate the globe twice, crossing the Atlantic, Indian and Pacific Oceans multiple times. For more information, including details of awards that are available for working the station, visit QRZ.com. The Salamis radio team in Greece is active with special call sign Sierra X-ray 85 Charlie Bravo to mark the 85th anniversary of the Battle of Crete during the Second World War. More details are available via QRZ.com. Now the DX news. Harold's DF2WO is active as X-ray Tango 2 Alpha Whiskey from Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso until Tuesday the 19th of May. He operates using CW, SSB and FT modes on various HF bands and via the QO100 satellite, QSL via OQRS. Pascal F8NQB is active as Charlie November 2, November Quebec Victor from Morocco until the 11th of July. The station has been spotted recently on the 20, 17 and 15 meter bands using SSB. Now the contest news. The RSGB 144MHz May contest started at 1400 UTC yesterday and ends at 1400 UTC today. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. And today also, the RSGB first 144MHz backpackers contest runs from 1000 until 1400 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. Tomorrow, that's the 18th of May, the RSGB FT4 series contest runs from 1900 until 2100 UTC using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 19th, the RSGB 1.3 GHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC using all modes on 1.3 GHz frequencies. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 20th, the RSGB 80 meter club championship runs from 1900 until 2030 UTC using data modes on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Thursday the 21st, the RSGB 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Sunday the 24th, the RSGB 10 GHz trophy runs from 0800 until 1400 UTC using all modes on 10 GHz frequencies, the exchange's signal report and serial number. And also on Sunday the 24th, the UK Microwave Group High Band contest runs from 0800 until 1700 UTC using all modes on 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report and serial number. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 14th of May, 2026. We hate to start the report on a negative note, but we're about to experience unsettled geomagnetic conditions over the next few days. The culprits, a large coronal hole on the Sun, which rotated into an Earth-facing position on Thursday the 14th. This large coronal hole, an area with open magnetic field lines, has already been responsible for an increase in the solar wind speed to more than 420 kilometers per second. We can expect it to get worse as the weekend progresses. The hole spans the solar equator, so it's ideally placed to create maximum disruption to Earth. If the BZ interplanetary magnetic field swings south, we could see the KP index rise and maximum usable frequencies, MUS, decline. Expect poor conditions until tomorrow, Monday the 18th. The solar flux index declined to 103 on Thursday the 14th of May. Usually we say that a solar flux index of 100 or more is needed for the 10 meter band to open. So it may be that you need to move lower in frequency for reliable HF openings. DX to be worked next week includes 3B9 IDX from Rodriguez Island, T31 TTT on Canton Island, and the last few days of XT2AW from Burkina Faso, and FO/F6BCW in French Polynesia. The Propagation Studies Committee's Space Weather Station at Baldock identified a solar flare on Sunday the 10th of May. The Doppler flash, or sudden frequency deviation, was triggered by an M5.7 solar flare that began at 1319 UTC. While flash is a good term for the fast rising edge, the GB0PSC receiver has captured fine detail on the 20 MHz signal from the WWV station in Colorado, showing multiple oscillations over a few minutes. X-ray radiation from the flare quickly increased absorption in the D region, reducing signal levels into the noise after 10 minutes. But those minutes are crucial, as they provide data to test whether X-rays or extreme UV from the flare were responsible for the Doppler shift and propagation anomaly. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index could rise to be in the 120 to 130 range, which puts us back in the fun zone unfortunately, and for the reasons mentioned earlier, we can expect to see a KP index of 5 this weekend, but it will eventually decline to perhaps 2 or 3 as the week progresses. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The background pattern of unsettled weather remains with us for a while over the UK as a whole, but subtle changes from a cold northerly to a warmer southerly wind will bring higher temperatures back again. To end the previous week, the cold northerlies brought some heavy showers with hail and thunder in places, and the gigahertz bands will have seen some rain scatter opportunities. The transition to a more southerly origin of the air will be taking place over this weekend, and although high pressure develops later in the week, we may have to wait until after midweek for any chance of troppo. The next few weeks encompass a couple of minor meteor showers, the Tau Herculid and daytime Arietids, to add to the random background input. There should be something of interest for those looking for meteor scatter activity, and of course it all contributes to the fuel for sporadic E, which is largely comprised of meteor ionisation. The solar activity has recently been offering a few minor enhancements of the KP index, but no great results on the aurora front. Sporadic E has been producing results in 6-meter digital modes, where there have been brief openings to VK, XT, DU2 and the United States for those lucky enough to catch them. The usual technique of checking joined the two main activity windows of mid-morning and late afternoon should improve your chances. If you get an opportunity to look at the jet stream patterns, it can be worthwhile trying paths that cross these, since it's believed they are good sources of atmospheric gravity waves that can reach the E region to aid the production of sporadic E. EME now, with maximum declination, the period of longest moon windows, now almost coinciding with perigee, the period of lowest past loss, conditions are at their best for the northern hemisphere. Moon declination is positive, reaching maximum tomorrow, Monday the 18th. Past losses are at their lowest as we reach perigee today. 144 MHz sky temperature is low all week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next to local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. And this week it's 2-meter week, so this is southwest centred on Bristol and South Wales. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of the month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20, 8JT, Malcolm, G4KPM, gordanoradio@gmail.com is the contact. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16, 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is via November Bravo, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .org.uk or Dave, G7BYN on 07533-933-831. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club's meeting on Friday focuses on planning for the Dig for Victory show. The special call sign, Golf Bravo 4, Delta Foxtrot Victor, will be on the air during the show. Colin, G3YHV, is contact on 0117-982-3822, or you can email secretary at shirehampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk or look at shirehampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk on the web. Thornbrand South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily meets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. And on Wednesday the 20th, the chairman, Terry M0TJX, will be giving a talk about the history of the radio club in Thornbury from 8 p.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. For further information, email secretary@tangosierragolf.uk. Trowbridge and District Amateur Radio Clubs meeting on Tuesday at 8 p.m. features an on-air activity and a natter night, and contact is secretary@tangodeltaalfaromeocharlie@gmail.com. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GV3WB repeater from 8 p.m. For more information, visit westonradiosociety@gmail.com. Over in Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64-5SP, from 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, there's a net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, on 07900560080, or email sierra.charliealphawhiskey@sky.com. On Sundays, Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3706 MHz from 12 noon. On Tuesdays, the net is on 144.575 MHz from 7:30 p.m. On Friday, the Society is meeting at Lisluin High School at 7 p.m. Contact is Mark, TW1MRK, on 07972336885. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grimestown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16-7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users. They're on the web at golfwhiskey4limawhiskeyzulu.co.uk. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44-6JZ. New and old members are always welcome. To find out more, visit mikecharlie0yankeealphadelta.club. And Gareth, MW6GVR, is contact by email mikewhiskey6golfvictorromeo@aol.com. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sonidel, Cardiff, CF14-6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets via the GB3WB repeater from 9:30 until 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is our email, hotel@alfaromeocharlie, mikeecho mike, sierra echo charlie@gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has a net on 7.104 MHz at 10 a.m. On Mondays, the D-Star net starts at 8 p.m. There's a net on Tuesday from 8 p.m. on 145.375 MHz. The Society has a club meeting at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall on Thursdays from 7 p.m. For more information on events, visit golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk, or on the web, check out golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. More information about the Society can be found by visiting golfwhiskey2foxtrotoscarfoxtrot.co.uk. Contact is Paul Day, MW0PBD, on 07394-994-555. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams. Contact is via usksidealpharomeocharlie.newport@gmail.com or on the web usksidealpharomeocharlie.com. That ends this week's GB Taurus News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB Taurus, Redcom Magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, RomeoSierraGolfBravo.org. The full schedule of GB Taurus broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB Taurus is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be opened after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.